Blog Talk Radio.
My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the street before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to tell you a lie. So have a little turn. Switching
up. Thanking God every day and feeling just like Sunday. Thanking God, by my God, realizing everything is going my way. Running clean, giving change, just like a power and I'm feeling like Friday. Hurt and pray, give them praise. Just in the water, got you acting like this. In a day so bright, I know God was thanks a lot of the world. And if you want, girl, I've been right. I'm constantly thinking myself. They ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. I'm up on my feet, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. They ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regrets. I'm up on my feet, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Praying God, laughing high, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music clouds, turning down, still the tears are breaking out the bloodline. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day goes by, I don't die. Thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Giving every moment, no regrets. I'm up on my face, I'm like, oh, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Giving every moment, no regrets. Drop on my face, I'm like, oh, I'm blessed. 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 I'm blessed.
Boy,
y'all stand by. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. She'll give us a word of prayer for the week. And, hey, we're going to get into these scriptures this morning. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Yes, I'm blessed. We're blessed. Amen. The scripture I like to open up with is coming from Psalms 23 and verse 6. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today, giving you thanks, Father God, thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings, Father God. We're just praying for each and every one of us, Father God, praying for our pastor that he would continue teaching this mighty word and helping us to understand it even better. We're thankful for those that called in and those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us, Father God, that we would have a mind to serve you, Father God. Be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Your word said by your stripes we're healed. Be with those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to stand on that word, Father God, no matter what may come our way, that we'll be determined to follow you, be determined to learn more of you, and to live according to the word of God. Lord, we just thanking you for each and every one, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way and open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Well, let me say this, brothers and sisters. We are blessed. And there's so many scriptures in the Bible talks about blessing. But we want to talk about it from a different perspective this week. See, we are blessed. The Bible is full of scriptures, verses that Jesus paid the price for everything. And we ought to, look at this like that every one of our needs has been met. Now, I want to say present, future, and past. Past, present, and future. So we're blessed. But we need to understand what blessings is, okay? We need to start reaping that eternal blessing, okay? Yet so many Christians are crying out to God and acting like he hasn't already provided for them. God has already provided, brothers and sisters. So instead of begging God to bless us, what we ought to be doing is developing our faith in what he has already done for us. We should meditate on what the Bible says about who we are in the blessing or in the blessing plan that is on us to do, so that we become aware of it all the time, not just when we feel the need, but we need to be aware of this all the time. Matter of fact, you know what I think? I think we should do every day. Put it somewhere on your computer. Get some of those five inch cards, whatever they call. I can't think of the name of those cards, but you get some of those cards. Yeah, and stick them and you. They 3x5 inch car, write it big, put it on the refrigerator, put it in the bathroom, put it on the mirror. Remind yourself, and I'm talking about myself too now, don't get it twisted. Let's remind ourselves constantly, saying to ourselves, I am blessed. As Ava was blessed before, we could go back to Adam, really. Because Adam was blessed, and I'll show you this in the scripture. And a lot of people don't realize Adam knew he was blessed.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't take advantage of it. Adam was really, he was blessed before the fall. I am blessed as Abraham. You are blessed as Adam was. I'm blessed as Jesus is. I'm blessed.
Yeah, yeah.
When you get caught up in the revelation of blessing, whoo, man, just start getting caught up in this revelation of blessing, how it's done, and what it's doing for you and your life and your family, you'll never feel the same. You'll never think the same. You will allow the Word of God to convert your thinking.
Yeah,
I mean, as you begin to fuel your faith and accomplish God's will for your life and get out of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
See, so many of us want to look at the scripture as in the flesh, but there's so many eternal blessings, brothers and sisters, and we're going to miss it by playing around here with that old way of thinking. Telling, you know, let me put it to you this way. Failure should not be an option for you. You're not going to miss this. You're not missing what God has for you. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. That was for you. You're in there. You're in that new heaven and that new earth because you're blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why failure is not an option for you. So you're going to set yourself on the path of guaranteed success. The scripture she read earlier, brothers and sisters, it says surely goodness and mercy. The word surely is guaranteed. You're guaranteed that when you look behind you, there's mercy there. You look behind you, there's grace there. When you look on the side of you, goodness is there. You are guaranteed this by God. But guess what? Your faith has to increase to that level of thinking.
Yeah.
Because you be right there looking, talking about, I don't see grace. I don't see goodness. See, you're trying to look in the back on the side because you're looking in the flesh. That ain't the way you do this. You got to look in the spirit. You got to look at, and I probably give you about 10 scriptures about the power of blessing in every area of your life.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, I want to jump to Ephesians 1, verse 3 and 4. Now, I don't know how God is going to direct this thing this week, but I promise you, you will know that you are truly blessed. And not only that, you're going to latch on to some other blessings. So in Ephesians, the pastor be so kind. I'll read it out of the King James, and you can read it out of whatever the Lord tell you to read it out of. The King James Version 3 and 4 read like this. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, that's past tense, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he have chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And reading it from the Message Bible, how blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundation, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love to be made whole and holy by love. Amen, amen.
Blessed be the Father. Blessed be the God. Come on, man. It's, you know, maybe we'll tackle a little about this word blessed. Let me just kind of bring out a couple of things about this word blessed, and we can get in here. When I think of blessed, or when I think of blessing, like most people, they get a, they think of honor, they think of worship, they think of Christianity. A lot of time when people think of blessed, they come to the realization that as in holy, you know, something divine or heavenly. I played that record by Charlie Price. I think that's who that was. But anyway, I'll get it back to you. Because he realized he was blessed. And he had promised God, if you would just give me another opportunity to tell the world that I'm blessed. Man, that was close to my heart. When I think about what God done did for me and how he brought me out of a religious way of thinking, how he brought me and put me in a whole nother place and to get people eternally ready, I got to tell these people. I got to tell them from a spiritual perspective and not just from the flesh. See, and I'm not against these preachers who are here just trying to get you to think you're blessed and how to get your blessings and da da da. I'm not against all that. So don't y'all think that. I'm just for getting you your spiritual blessing. That's what I'm about. And I want I want it to be an everlasting blessing, not a temporary blessing. See, you can go get a mansion right now, and that's temporary. But the blessings I'm going to tell you about is the one that Jesus is preparing for you right now, according to John 14. He's preparing a mansion for you, a spiritual, not the physical.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus has gone away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, ye shall be also. You know that scripture. Well, that's an eternal blessing. That ain't just for the moment.
Yeah.
The blessing I'm talking about has all power. It's supernatural. It's spiritual. It's eternal. It's supreme to all of these wordy blessings. So with that being said, now maybe we can kind of go somewhere with this. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. The Bible says, for it is written. Let me find that scripture. I think it's Galatians 3. Find that for me, Pastor. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. I like it out of, you can read out King James Version, but you get a chance. Y'all read that at the New King James Version and also out of the Messenger Bible. It said, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. You know, right there, I might need to really unpack that. You'll be surprised how many curses we have practiced, and there are some that are practicing these curses right now and don't know it, and it's hindering them. It's hindering their faith because they're busy trying to serve two gods. You can't serve two. You're going to love one the other or hate one and love the other. God wants you to stay free, man. Christ has freed you. Expect you to stay free.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. I have that scripture, Pastor. Galatians 13 and 14. Okay. Deemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then from the Message Bible, Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating curse life by absorbing it completely into himself. Do you remember the scripture that says, cursed is everyone who belongs on a tree? That is what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse and at the same time dissolved the curse. And now, because of that, the air is clean, and we can see that Abraham's blessing is present and available for non-Jews too. We are all able to receive God's life, his spirit, in and with us by believing just the way Abraham received it. Amen.
Yeah, and And I'm going to try to go back and really look at that thing because it said, well, I'll read it again. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse. He became your curse. Sin is a curse. Anything associated with sin is a curse. All that's cursed, man. So Jesus became all that curse. For it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham may come unto the Gentiles. Listen, listen, in Christ Jesus. That's in the Spirit. Not Jesus Christ now. That's not a misprint. It says, upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That's why if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Not if anybody be in Jesus. Everybody won't be in Jesus. It's the flesh. Mm-hmm. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So your faith has to develop. That's what this is about. It's about the blessings of Abraham that you have to receive through Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll say things about, like, you'll never say things like, I need this, I need that. No. You'll stop talking like that. You have no need. Because, you know, God is with you. You walk through the valleys and shadows of death. You don't have no wants. Want what? You don't want for anything. Well, if I could just, no, forget that. See, that's that old way of thinking. You're a new creature.
Yeah,
the Lord is that's who your shepherd is. That's who directing you. That's who got you covered, baby.
Thank you, Lord.
You are blessed. Bible says, then God blessed them. Yeah, I'm going to try to find this. It's in Genesis 1:28. In Genesis 1:28. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over all the fish of the sea, over all the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Baby, when you're blessed, you have dominion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What the Bible says over there in Psalms 5:12, for you, O Lord, will bless the right and favor. You will surround him as with a shield. God keep favor around you. You just got to develop that way of thinking. You got to develop. See, it's easy for me to start talking, you know, about getting the riches of this earth. Man, that is so far from me. Because I realize people don't want to teach people about their eternal blessings. So God have put that in my spirit to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want you to come and sit up under me for years and years so you can learn how you can get you a Lure jet or how you can get, you know, 40 acres. Forget that. I'm concerned about your eternal life. Where you going to spend eternal? Where you going to spend eternity? The Bible says, I gotta go find the scripture, but I believe it's in Psalms 5:12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous, and favor you will surround him as with a shield. Man, did you hear that in your spirit? Did your spirit jump when you heard that? God, it's you. Wherever you look at, surround. You know how the surround sound goes? I mean, if you got surround sound in your home or in your car, it's everywhere. I don't care where you go. So you blessed.
Yes, thank you.
It doesn't matter. You can go to somebody's house corrupt. You still blessed. That doesn't change your blessing. Wherever you walk, you blessed. Wherever you go for, you blessed.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, for whoever is born of God, the blessings overcome the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. 1 John 5:4. That's how you become an overcomer with your faith. That's how you get righteousness, is by faith. A lot of people spend all their years trying to do this, trying to do that. Well, I just want to be right, so let me pay my tithe. Let me. How do you know tithes ain't a curse?
That was
I tell you what, the people who was receiving was blessed. See, everybody didn't have to give tithes. Well, that's a whole nother ball game right there. That's a whole nother subject. The people who had to receive it was blessed, because they was commanded to give these tithes so that the people didn't have it could have it, because God had promised to bless them. Same thing with us. God done blessed us. Well, you know, I want to be a blessing so I can be blessed. You already blessed. Stop telling that lie. What was you doing before you could be a blessing? You was already blessed. You were blessed before the foundation of the world. Read your Bible, bless God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, therefore, it is of faith that it might become according to the grace. Now I want you to hear this. Therefore, it is of faith that it may be according to grace, so that the promise of the blessings may be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. I don't need to tell you the story over there in Romans 4:16. Everybody know Abraham was the father of the faithful. Everybody know Abraham blessed. Now, it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord, your God, to observe carefully, the Bible says, all of his command or his word, I have commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you upon high above all nations. These blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of your God. Blessed shall be you in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be in the fruit of your body.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I mean, when I think about what Deuteronomy 28:1-8 is saying, man, and we'll get into that, but I want to just back up for a moment and make sure everybody get this. God have put surrounding blessings around you. He have put favor around you. Stop worrying about the negative and focus on the positive. Focus on the fact, and I should even say the positive. So let me delete that and say let's focus on the word of God. Because, see, a lot of people, they think something else means positive. So I don't want to get nobody the wrong understanding here. I want you to focus on the word of God, what your father has said to you, what he is saying to you, and what he's going to say to you.
All right.
Yeah. See, God have already told you this, and he's telling you this now, and he's not going to change his mind tomorrow. He is going to surround you as with a shield. You know what a shield does, right? It wards off things, okay? You can hit it one way, but it wards it off. You're protected. You're protected because you're surrounded with blessing. Now, that's for those that will obey his word. That's what that's for. Now, ain't no for no anybody. It's for those that will obey that word, man. That's what it's for. Yeah. I mean, see, I'm not afraid to tell you this. God wants you to have your eternal life. That's the only reason Jesus died, man, so you could have eternal life. That's why Jesus came. So I want to teach you your blessings on the eternal side, your spiritual blessings. Now, you get all that other stuff, too. How about your spiritual blessing? I'm trying to get you aligned with your spiritual blessing. Now, the other stuff will be added unto you anyway. But if you'll get aligned with your spiritual blessing, that's what's really important. Okay, so that's what we're going to deal with this week. All about these blessings, all about the blessings, and how you develop your faith. Now, if you listen close enough, some of y'all go out and get all kind of money and tangibles and worldly stuff, but that's not what I'm here for. I'm here, especially this week, we're going to be talking about the spiritual blessings. Okay, anyone have anything to say, press 1, and we'll let you in, and you want to add something. Hallelujah. Okay. You look like Evangelist Pastor Marilyn.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Beasley. And good day, Pastor Bill. I was listening to you yesterday. And I was hearing some things that you were saying. And you were talking about how you know people think that they're so much and they have, you know, I'm living this way and I'm living that way, and you know, and then the Lord had been dealing with me with my heart about forgiveness, and I was thinking, okay, God, forgive me, help me with the unforgiveness, and help me release the unforgiveness and give it to you. And so I was thinking this morning as I was driving, I was thinking about how, you know, people, you know, I'm living this way, and I'm doing what the word of God says, and I'm living, you know, how I'm you know, I'm seeking God every day, and I'm doing this, but there's a sin that's in my heart, and nobody knows. There's a sin in my heart, but God sees. There's a sin in my heart that God knows about, and it can't just be there. It must be held on to in order to stay. So I've been holding on to unforgiveness. And this is what I have to say. This is how you helped me yesterday. You helped me to understand that you can do all that you think you can do, walk in all you think you can walk in, and still buzz hell wide open with the sin that's hidden in your heart. So I'm praying for forgiveness from God for my unforgiveness.
Amen.
Praise God. All I had to say, Pastor.
Okay, awesome. A lot of things come to mind, and one of the scriptures that really come to mind is because I used to work with unforgiveness. I used to have to really deal with that. And God showed me, he said, you know what? But if you shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you have no forgiveness. That's dangerous. That's
right.
That's
mm-hmm.
dangerous
right.
spiritually. Now, I'm going to try to get this. But right. when it comes to any other kind of forgiveness, here's what God did with me. He showed me Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So God forgive us. He really does. But we have to forgive ourselves. And that was my problem. My problem was trying to forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
That was the biggest problem I ever had, to forgive myself. And even like today, people have problems with trying to forgive themselves. To me, which is the worst of sin, and being what God can call you to be. We can't mm-hmm. even adapt to the things of God because we're walking around, like she said, with unforgiveness in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be hard? Just go ahead on and forget it. I like to say forgiveness and forget. Forgiveness mm-hmm. and forget it. Forgiveness
yeah.
and forget. And the way you do that is you start ignoring it. Hey, I already laid that to God. Jesus already paid that. He paid that, so I don't have to deal with it. That's the way I kind of look at it. You know why? Because there's other things on the horizon for me. There's other things that I want to be part of. I want to be part of God's
Amen.
Temple. I want to know that
Amen.
I'm reconciled with God. I want to have God's
Amen.
Righteousness. See, a lot of that
yeah.
stuff I can. I was trying to hold on to some unforgiveness. And the Lord said, I've already forgiven you. You need to forgive yourself. A lot of us don't want to claim who we are in Christ because we're too busy listening to what the enemy say we are. See, the devil never tells you that you are like Christ. Oh, you know you can't be like Christ. Why can't you? If he said you can, you can. That's why we have to develop faith, man. When you start developing your faith, you start developing your blessings, okay? But thank you so much for sharing. I'm sure there's some others that needed to hear that, Pastor Marilyn. I'm sure there's a lot of people going to get blessed from that, and thank you so much. Anyone else? Anyone else want to have something to share? Just press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I think this is Evangelist Lori. I think this is who this is, from California.
Hi, everyone.
No.
I'm just calling because, I've requested because I just want to be uplifted in prayer as I'm sitting in this courtroom, this courthouse, being in the building too. You did say something that was very encouraging to me, just to just know that we have the victory and we have God's favor, so I'm trying to continue to remind myself of that, but I just want to understand that everything is for a season and it's all for us to be perfected in God's good works and to prepare us for even greater works to come. So I have been learning a lot through the situation about my relationship with God, the access I have to call up on his name and to speak with him and pray and communicate with him and communicate. So I just want to pray that today I can at least get my daughter back.
Amen.
Yes, you already been blessed. Just receive it in the name of Jesus. Just receive what God have already done. See, we got to start seeing this thing already done. You know, you got to see the walls already coming. Stop waiting on it. You know, you got to see it's already done for you. That's what's really going on. So I just want to thank God. I want to see, once you know the deal is paid, you said thank you. Pastor paid my water bill. Thank you, Pastor. That's what I say. She done paid it, and I believe it. Then I say thank you. If I don't believe it, Pastor, you going to go down there and pay the water bill close at 5 o'clock. It's getting close, Pastor. Will you go pay my bill? No, if she paid it and I believe it, you know what I say? I said thank you. Thank you. I ain't even worried about it. I'm going home, especially if they done cut it off and I got to get it cut back home. I'm going to tell the family we're going to have water tonight because I believe it.
Yeah.
See, when you believe that thing, you start acting on it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Lori, and we believing with you. We thanking God right now. I want everybody on this broadcast to agree to thank God for the blessing.
Yeah.
That she got able to have the blessing. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else? Yes, one. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Praise God. Praise God. Well, in John 1 and verse 12, it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Amen. And with that scripture, I believe that's a spiritual blessing right there. We thank God. Amen.
Anyone else? Hallelujah. I want to say this because I thank God for all of you guys. I want to say this in behalf of Minister Robinson. You know, I didn't know he really paid that much attention to me. And he was able to tell me, he said, Pastor, you're sounding stronger. You're sounding different. I mean, he recognized that. And then I thought about it later on. So, see, that's a blessing for me. I'm thankful for that. Every time God opened up a new revelation in areas to be thankful for, even the simple things, things that we may not even thinking about, God, because that's who he is. That's what he is. So I said that to say this. this scripture that I quoted earlier was fulfilled. God has surrounded me with blessings. I got to start looking it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple as that. That gave me more confidence to speak because I know. See, and I'm just sharing with you all, hey, whoever is born of God, that's the blessing, man. You overcome the world. Whoever is born of God, you're surrounded with his blessings, going in and coming out. It won't matter. Well, we'll pick up Deuteronomy 28:1 tomorrow through 8. So we'll pick that up on tomorrow, unless someone else has something else. If not, y'all stay blessed, and we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.